Welcome to the Create Your Holistic Lifestyle Show. Discover with us and enjoy our holistic resources. Join us weekly on Wednesdays for our live talk show discussing the topics central to maintaining the holistic lifestyle you want. Each week we bring on leaders, product providers, and educators to enlighten and empower your natural journey in wellness. Let us begin.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to another Fabulous Wellness Wednesday. Here broadcasting live on Inner Light Radio, known as the Healing Frequency. This is the Create Your Holistic Lifestyle Show. We are here each and every Wednesday from 11 a.m. to 12 noon Pacific Standard Time. Our show is live, so the call-in number is 310-928-7733. Once again, 310-928-7733. Our Facebook page is Create Your Holistic Lifestyle Show. Once again, Create Your Holistic Lifestyle Show. And our website is createyourholisticlifestyle.com. createyourholisticlifestyle.com. So how you doing out there, my good man Roger?
I'm doing super. I can't wait to hear new information. I always like to hear what other people are doing and what's working for them, and move on from there. It's always
all
interesting.
Right. And we've got our supermodel co-host back this week, Kuka Russell. How are you?
I'm back in action. That's how I am. I'm doing
well,
great. Thank you.
Signing those autographs is rough.
It's rough, you know?
Listen, we got a great guest this week, so we're going to get right into it. She's got to leave a little early. And what's interesting is our special guest today is Gabrielle. She's also one of the first National Board Certified Health and Wellness Coaches in the United States, accredited by the International Consortium of Health and Wellness Coaching and the National Board of Medical Examiners. Gabrielle, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Glad to be here today.
Yes, yes. You've got a lot of good things here. And, you know, I'm really curious into how you got into all of this and what kept you moving forward. I mean, your credentials are, they're impeccable. I love it.
Thank you. I appreciate that. So when I decided what I wanted to do in college, I knew I needed to go to college to try to, make a name for myself and get out there and help the world. I originally wanted to, I was really interested in psychology and helping people. And then I, took a nutrition class and, you know, I'd always been fascinated with food, the taste, the colors, the textures. And when I started to learn what food really did in our body and what it could do for us, you know, and then how much psychology was actually behind why people do what they do, eat what they eat. I thought, wow, this is going into dietetics and the nutrition field. I can combine both of those things. And so that's what led me into choosing dietetics as my major. And I did that, graduated in 2007 from Texas Woman's University. And from there, I started practicing clinical nutrition. And you know, there was some rewarding moments there, but it really shed the light on how little time I had with the patients, and I had to see so many people in a day, and you know, only spend 10-15 minutes with them, and no one was really, even though I was there to talk about nutrition, it was more about calorie counts and, you know, for my heart patients, giving them low fat diets and things like
all
that.
All that mainstream information that they have on TV, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
exactly.
Yeah.
And you know, and the families were still bringing in McDonald's and different things, and nobody was really getting better. And so it was kind of, it really opened my eyes to the motives, behind what the hospitals were really doing. I don't know that they They were looking at all those different areas of people's lives, and we didn't have the time to. So that's where I started just reading and looking around, and I came across functional medicine, and that was in 2012. And I thought, okay, this is where it's at. You know, this is where I can really make a difference, because mm-hmm. with functional medicine, it's about why, you know, instead of in conventional, you know, just figuring out, well, what are the symptoms and, mm-hmm. you know, what can we do to treat those symptoms? And it's usually some sort of medication or surgery. And in functional medicine, we try to understand, why did the body lose function? And what can we do to restore it? And it has everything to do with your lifestyle and what you're putting in your body and around you. And so, so I was actually blessed to work with, one of my mentors, which was a local, medical doctor, gynecologist in Dallas. And she really introduced me to this way of thinking and this sort of whole body systems approach. And I started doing the nutrition counseling for her practice. And that's kind of how it got started.
Yeah, I like that. I kind of like when you're able to go through and you can touch on different topics, you know, when people come and see you. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I kind of like that, yeah. You know, because being specialized is good. You know, it's great. But people start asking you questions about other things. So it's always good to be versed in those particular things. I'm looking on your site right now. And what's interesting is the services that you offer: functional nutrition, health coaching, gut and brain health, irritable bowel syndrome, SIBO, Crohn's disease, ulcerative colitis, and leaky gut. So if mm-hmm. I remember correctly, you are an expert in the gut area.
Yes, that's my area of specialty: digestive disorders and then autoimmune conditions.
Now mm-hmm. they say that our gut is our second brain.
Yep.
Okay. So that pretty much confirmed that, which I thought was very interesting. With the gut, what's interesting is there's so much that's there. What is the best way to keep the gut healthy, and how should it be functioning? And, you know, another thing is people ask me, how many bowel movements did you have a day? And I always get really different answers on things like that, you know.
Yeah.
And you've got other things that are in there, too. So there's a lot I'd like to cover. But at this point, I'd like to ask the co-hosts if they have any questions. Kuka, do you have any questions at this time?
Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, there we go.
You now.
Oh, yeah. You know I have questions.
Yes.
Yeah. So I totally relate to everything that you've said. That's been my path as well. Now, with the, I'm so glad that you mentioned with your clients in the hospital setting, did you find that your hands were tied to be able to talk about the truth of nutrition versus what the hospitals wanted you to talk about? That you've got a heart patient that's in the hospital and they're eating fried chicken or whatever the case may be that they're serving in that hospital, and you come in before you went on this great path, you would come in and know that the foods that the hospitals were offering were doing more damage than good. How did you feel about that? Did you find yourself kind of getting wrapped up in the red tape of not being able to really dive deep and speak to the patients that were in the hospital about nutrition?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, one of the reasons for that is because of the sheer amount of patients that I was required to see in my time, you know, so I'd see like 25 to 30 patients a day. and then have to chart on them. So there really wasn't a lot of time to go into details about what they were eating, what they were doing, or, you know, educate them in any way. We were given, you know, different kinds of food plans and different kinds of, you know, things that we could provide that the, like you said, that the hospital kitchen provided. And so there wasn't, not only was there not enough time to really go into that, there wasn't anything to point to. So if I was to suggest that somebody, you know, let's say maybe they look at gluten sensitivity or something of that nature, or even if I wanted them, like when, in your case, what you're asking about with the heart patients, you know, the low fat diet is behind the times. It's, you know, about 7 to 8 years behind the research, right? So I couldn't point to anything anyway that the hospital would be able to provide to them in on their meal plan, you know? So I don't think it was as hard as what some of the physicians or doctors probably have to deal with if they are, you know, educated on nutrition. But it was simply that there wasn't the time or space or information to give to them.
Okay.
Yeah. I ask one more?
Sure. Go right ahead.
Yeah. And with that, now that you know what you know, have you thought about maybe starting some kind of a program where hospitals and doctors can be re-educated about true nutrition versus just, you know, a few hours of learning about this, so that even the hospital chef can create different types of foods? I see that this is a huge growing problem in this current society, where we've got such a huge homeless population and everything else, where perhaps their great meal will be in a hospital. So mm-hmm. I'm wondering if you have thought around those lines of retraining and re-educating a system that is clearly broken and behind the times in what true nutrition is.
Yeah, I think that's a great initiative. So the Institute for Functional Medicine, most physicians or healthcare practitioners that are practicing functional medicine got into it because of their frustration around, you know, feeling like their hands were tied to be able to work with their patients because of what insurance dictated, because of their limitations for, like you said, you know, nutrition education and understanding how the body all works together. I think so. A lot of people that practice in this way, you know, either had a family member that got sick and they weren't able to get better through conventional means, or they themselves got sick and they just got tired of prescribing pills and medications as they started learning more about what really impacts our health and what really creates health instead of just, you know, suppressing symptoms. So, you know, I feel like there's a lot of, you know, there's the whole institute that's sort of helping people understand and coming from that place. The way that I do that is not necessarily through educating other providers, although, you know, I'd be willing to have those discussions and you know, maybe spearhead something like that. But it's through educating my clients, because a lot of people come to me and, you know, most of my population of people is the same, is people mm-hmm. that haven't got help through conventional medicine. And they've, you know, gone to Johns Hopkins and all these, you know, really prominent doctors or hospitals. and no one was talking to them about nutrition and lifestyle. And so when we meet and we go over their lab work, or we have the conversations about what I think they need to do or whatever I recommend, you know, they often question, well, why did my doctor not say this? You know, why is my doctor
right,
not talking about
right.
this?
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, so sometimes I get the opportunity to partner with other practitioners and shed some light on why I'm doing what I'm doing and why I'm seeing the results that I'm seeing that they're not seeing.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that is fantastic. And, you know, I'm here clapping my hands for you. I really like what you're saying.
Thank you.
Because I feel like a lot of times I'm a maverick in my side of things. I like to report on those that are on the front lines doing this kind of work. And I try to be on the front lines as much as I can. And, you know, my hat's off to you. Thank you for doing what you're doing. And I hope that
you will
you get to that point where, well, not you, but I hope the system will get to that point where they're open to listen to someone like you and start that re-education process. Because truly, I think the hospitals are probably where it all starts. When a doctor tells you that you need to change your diet and gives you just certain guidelines, and they're ancient, you know, that person is going to go and repeat it to some other family member. Well, my doctor said this, my doctor said that, yeah. My dietitian said this, so someone like you needs to come in and go, wait, let's just start this all over again. So, yeah. So kudos to what you're doing.
All right.
Thank you. And can I elaborate on that just for
sure.
a sec? Sure,
right ahead.
Because, so some of the other certifications that I have are coaching certifications, because it's one thing to explain to someone how nutrition affects their body or how these systems are all and symptoms are all sort of interconnected. But then it's another thing to really hold that space and walk them through how to make those changes. So to your point, you know, there are some doctors that say, you know, you should change your diet, or some dietitians that say you should change your diet, and they, you know, have good intentions with that. But then they don't follow up. They don't have that time or space or energy to sit with the clients and figure out how they're going to do that. You know, because it's different. Everybody has different roadblocks. Everybody has different resources and challenges and all of those things. So I decided to get some of these coaching certifications because I really started to understand the importance of coaching them and keeping them accountable, but also having the time and space to talk through where the hangups were and also celebrate their successes. You know, and it takes time. It takes time to unpack these habits and to help people understand what's really going on and what they need to do. And then, you know, just like all of us, we all have our ebbs and flows, you know. So so I incorporate that too in my practice to help people, you know, reach their health goals and success.
Okay, Roger, do you have any questions or comments at this time?
Yeah, I'm great to hear what she's doing. I love the doctors and stuff that get into functional medicines. I usually challenge my conventional doctors anytime I go in on something. The first thing I ask them is, I say, tell me one medicine that has cured a disease. And when they say they can't come up with that medicine, because there's not one that we have found yet that cures a disease, that puts them back on the thinking mode that, well, how did we survive for thousands of years then? What was out there that made us be able to make it, other than, you know, getting in an accident? Where hospitals are great for that. They stitch and cut and splice and repair and all that, put those things together. But functional medicine gets back to what we're supposed to be doing, which is taking care of our lives with our normal natural nutrition, the way our body was built to function.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like to tell people that, you know, medications are trying to recreate what plants can do naturally.
Correct.
You know, without the side effects. Yeah.
Well, they don't do it. Yeah, they certainly give them the appearance. But I tell you, when I turn the TV on, I hate these pharmaceutical commercials. And then they go into the side effects. I'm like, why in the hell would you take that? You know what I mean? I mean, it's just unbelievable. It may cause a heart attack, you know, or kidney damage. Why would you sign up for that? Over eczema?
This is my pet peeve and why, you know, you guys can laugh at me all you want, but I'm a Love Boat freak. I love watching the old TVs, but what I find is that people in my age group, you know, the 50 plus, you know, 60 plus crowd, that it seems like even with those old shows where I try to escape those pharmaceutical commercials, they always end up targeting us. Yeah, Jonathan, you're not included because you're not in that category. But
oh, I got my own issues.
I'm like going, you've got to be kidding me. And it will create this and this and this. I'm like, really? So, you know, choose your poison or choose to live differently. And yeah.
I tell you, the one that really got me, though, this one really pissed me off, is the restless leg syndrome. I mean, what the hell is that? Do you know what I mean? I mean, they came out with that thing, and I'm thinking to myself, and then they play it so many times, you think you have it. You know, so.
Right. You know, but
you're
people
going in the
go
mirror
out,
and looking at yourself. Yeah.
And they run out, and they ask their doctors about it, because if you see somebody in the white lab coat telling you it's good for you, they want it. They want it.
Well, what I always ask them is, look, how do I get off of this stuff? You know, you told me how I got on it. How do I get off of it? What do my numbers need to be? You know, because when I go talk to the regular doctor, then what I do is I call the naturopath, send them over the sheet, and then they go in and put some more things on there. I go get a blood test. The doctor's reading one number. The naturopath's reading something completely different. And that happens all the time. That happens. Oh, you're okay here. And oh, you're at a 6, you're diabetic. I'm going to give you some medication. You know, it's enough. But I tell you one thing, that industry is going to be so crazy in a little while. And they're trying to stop people from growing things. I even heard they might even stop selling seeds so people can't grow their own food.
Oh, so it's Jonathan, yeah. don't get me started on that one.
Yeah. So it's going to be interesting, Gabrielle, you know, what happens. So your work is very important that you're able to educate and get it out there. And, you know, if you need some help working with some with live streaming, I've got contacts for you. But this is something that's got to be a movement. And, you know, it's not once a month, but you got to bring everybody together. And, hey, let's talk about it, because there's a lot of different information out there. But I had a lady on the show one time, and I found this very interesting. She said, where you're born, usually where you're born, right around you are all the herbs and everything that help your body to keep it healthy. And I never thought about it like that. But I thought that was very interesting.
So, Jonathan, I have a question.
Go right ahead.
I was just going to say, just to follow up on what you guys were talking about the drug commercials and things. Mm. I don't know if you guys were aware of this, but our country and New Zealand, and then to a lesser extent, Brazil, we're the only countries that have direct-to-consumer marketing on television that are marketing these drugs that are allowed to. And also, you know, these big pharmaceutical companies are, you know, they invest a lot of money into these media outlets. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And so that's another reason why you see so much of that on television. And it's not, you know, it's not because they have our health in mind or our best interest in mind. It's it's money and power, you know.
And so, they create the reports that you believe. A study just came out. Yeah. And it's like, who's behind it, you know?
Well, and that's another good point is they only have to have a few studies that they that actually where their product, you know, had some success. They don't have to mention all the other failed studies.
Yeah, double blind study, triple blind study, you know, doggy study. I mean, it's just crazy.
I think that the, you know, I want Gabrielle's take on this. I think that right now what is truly the critical, where we are critically with food, because we're talking about nutrition, is how, and I have my answers, but I want to hear yours, Gabrielle. So when you talk to your clients, being in functional nutrition, which I know a lot about, it's my studies as well. I started out with the University of Washington and went on to health and wellness and everything else. And just I needed more information. So with our food supply being as compromised as it is, and reading the back or whatever, and I'm not just talking about food. I mean, we now need to look and see QR codes and where it was manufactured or where the processing plant was and how long that food was held in storage before it came to the marketplace. And then we have fluoride and we have all these other things that we need to pay attention to. How do you go about educating those that find you and want your services regarding these very real, and I'm not saying issues, these very real facts that are in front of us every day now?
Yeah, it is really important, and it's very disheartening that we have to have so much agency, and that the responsibility is on the consumers to read everything. You know, it's disheartening how much they allow in our food supply, our water supply, you know, our personal care products, stuff that's banned in other countries, you know. So I guess it's just, to answer that question, it's just trying to understand where my clients are coming from, you know, what is their barometer? What do they already know about? And having that conversation, and then slowly but surely just talking to them about ingredients. Of course, we start with the food and then we branch out to personal care products and makeup and cleaning products, et cetera, et cetera. Having good, clean food and water, you know, so I have in my office, if they come to see me in my office, I actually have a lot of like boxes and bags of different, you know, milks or yogurts or fermented food or whatever it is. And that I'm showing them the ingredients. I'm giving them examples of healthy options to choose from the store so they can take a picture of that. I used to do grocery tours. I haven't done those in a while, but where I would take people and show them, you know, and let's read the labels together so you know what you're looking for. I don't remember who said this, so I can't really give the credit, but it's about, you know, if you can't read what's on the label and you don't understand what those things are, you know, maybe you should put that back. And if it has more than, you know, five ingredients in it, may not be the best choice. And when we eat whole live food, you know, we don't have an ingredient label. So, you know, trying to limit processed stuff as much as possible. I certainly have processed food in my diet, and I know lots of, you know, clients will. But yeah, it's just, you know, slowly but surely educating them on what to look for, what to avoid. But, you know, then we also have to take into consideration what they like to eat and what their flavor preferences are, texture preferences, what they're willing to, what their skill set is in the kitchen. You know, there's a lot to discuss when we're trying to come up with the food plan that works best for them. But I do educate about how to, you know, get like a reverse osmosis system for your water, for example, things like that. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, it answers some of my question, which I agree with some of what you said. I'm really big into water, so a lot of people have confusions around water, and I always say, well, you know, if you get your water, make it, it's not reverse osmosis, but there's other ways of water. But that's besides the point. I do agree that with the food supply and trying to get everything non-processed as much as possible, and read the labels. So important and so great that you're doing that.
There was an article, and I can't find it, and it showed you how to read the barcodes and the labels of everything to tell you exactly where that product came from. We had a question that came through, Gabriel. It says, from Dr. J, he says, can we be clear that Western medicine is based on toxic drug therapies? Can the guest or host address this? Want to give that a shot?
The guest goes first, and yes, then I'll chime in.
Well, one of you guys mentioned that there is a time and place for conventional medicine, you know, for surgeries, for if I broke my arm, you know, there's a time and place. I just don't know that it should be the first line therapy for all these other situations that we've got going on. And, you know, the top killers in our country have more to do with lifestyle. And I will say, you know, that unfortunately doctors are not taught about nutrition. Most of their study is about pharmacology and surgery. And so that's their skill set. That's the way that they want to help the patient or the client.
You know, what's funny is, not to interrupt you, is I remember back in the day that the doctors are much more confident about telling you to take something. Now you have all these medical reps, Merck Sharp and Dohme, these guys have come in and they're saying that the doctors have given them these drugs. And now they're kind of, and they even had the sample packs to go, well, you know, this is new, you might want to try this. And a lot of times I've asked them, what's the side effects? Oh, there's no side effects. Man, when I get home and I get on the computer, you know what I mean? Or my friend went and got something that prints out the side effects. It's crazy. I said, how could you not know that? And you went through. I'm like, what? Like, all right, so a perfect example is if you take a water pill, some kind of diuretic pill, do you realize if you have gout, that raises your uric acid level? Who would have thought that? Who would have thought it? You know, so.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm tweaking.
But you bring up a good point. There's just not enough transparency, you know, and there's not enough informed consent, right? Like telling clients and patients the pros and cons. Because it's not that medications don't have any upside, you know, certainly sometimes they do, but there's a lot of downside oftentimes. And there's a lot of pharmaceutical, you know, reps that are in these doctors' offices, you know, or taking them out to on trips or taking them out to steak dinners and, you know, having kind of handshake deals, where the drug was created for one purpose, but then they're marketing it with all the off-label, you know,
I'll give you a good one, Gabrielle. And this one just really tripped me out. So most people can't sleep, right? They can't sleep. So they're going and buying the melatonin gummies and everything. And on the label, it tells you there that you do not want to mix this with certain medications. And I thought to myself, really? You know, melatonin gummies?
And
it shocked me. I went, oh my God. And it makes you as afraid as I don't know what. You want to go to sleep, but I don't want to die in the process. You know what I mean?
I've got to chime in and what Gabrielle said and with what you said. So Gabrielle, it's really funny, and I think that you're going to totally understand where it's coming from, that when you have a conference of medical doctors talking about nutrition, what they serve at these conferences in nice hotels, in their nice hotel conference rooms, they serve donuts, milk products. They serve everything that a person shouldn't have while they're talking about nutrition.
Yeah.
And I have found that, and I'm speaking from experience because I've been to these conferences. Mm-hmm. The stupidity, and I want to use another word, but I'm censoring myself, the stupidity of this entire process of when you're going to talk about a subject matter that has to do with nutrition or whole foods, that they serve the opposite. And guess what? These speakers that are talking about it, that people look up to, are eating just that. And so then what Jonathan said, also on the doctor side of things, we have to remember, we cannot forget, they do get kickbacks on whatever mm-hmm. it is they're prescribing. That is a fact. Again, I was in the field, so I'm speaking from experience. Mm-hmm. I was that gatekeeper. And I happen to know that when these pharmaceutical reps come in, they come in bearing gifts. They come in bearing gifts for the gatekeeper. They come in bearing gifts for the doctors and the staff. So
and it's lunch. It's food.
It's food. It's trips.
And drugs.
And trips. The more you prescribe a certain med, you will get that trip on the cruise somewhere, or you'll go to Cabo San Lucas. It's on the house, on them. So we've got such a, I'm going there. Sorry, Jonathan. It's a corrupt system. That's all I'm going to, it's corrupt.
Well, let me go back to the basics on this, Gabrielle. So we got five more minutes. So in your opinion, how should we live the best healthy life as you see it right now for the gut and the body based on your experience? And, you know, that's what I would ask. And I ask that of everyone. Then after that, how does someone work with you? So I want to make sure that you give out all your contact information so that people have it.
Yeah.
So they want to work with you. They know how to do it. But first of all, what's a good basic for a good lifestyle, keeping the gut healthy, you know, whatever it is, gallbladder cleanses, whatever, you know, cooking dishes. Just give us a little highlight on that, because I'm sure by now people love you, they're curious now, what the hell is she eating, you know, kind of thing.
Well, I think it's good to remember that, you know, everyone is an individual, right? And so when it comes to nutrition, it really depends. It's kind of hard to put a kind of blanket statement out there, but that's why I do a lot of lab testing and stuff to figure out what's really going on with the person. Mm-hmm. I would say, you know, so one of the things Michael Pollan says is, like, you know, eat real foods, mostly plants. I do think there's a big place for high quality animal protein. Don't get me wrong, but I think every nutrition professional would agree that, you know, we could all use more vegetables and fruits and stuff in our diet. But when it comes to gut health, you know, it really does depend, because people can have different sensitivities and allergies to these healthful foods. They can also have bacterial overgrowth and stuff that would determine, you know, maybe they don't do so well with these vegetables that are highly touted as being so nutritious, because of what's going on in their gut microbiome. So I try to really personalize it and specialize it. But just like what you guys were talking about earlier, you know, it's it's eating as much whole, live, real food as possible and limiting your processed foods, you know, trying to understand that it is that our food supply is, you know, is corrupt and we have a lot of toxic exposure. So doing things that help build up your immune system, that we have to supplement, you know, oftentimes with nutrients because they're just not available in our soil anymore. But trying to do the best we can with organic produce, grass-fed and finished beef, wild-caught salmon, pasture-raised, you know, chicken, turkey, however those animals were designed to be eating, trying to get as close to that as we can. Clean water, absolutely. You know, that's very important. And then there's different things that we can do depending on the status or the condition of your gut, like fermented food can often be very helpful. Bone broth, you know, there's different things, but I hate to say one thing works for everybody because I don't find that to be true.
Yeah.
Well, I got to chime in really quick because you know I will, Jonathan, on this.
Yeah, we got 1 minute and she has to go.
We don't need bone broth. We don't need animal products. Everything is in nature and fruits and vegetables is the way, detoxing, cleaning out the lymphatic system, fasting, and nuts and seeds, great, but leave the animals alone.
Okay, so, Gabrielle, if you can give out your contact information, say everything twice so everyone could get a chance to write it down, and we'll let you get on your appointment there.
Sure, thank you. It's GabrielleGrandel.com is my website. So it's GabrielleGrandel.com. That's GabrielleGrandel.com. And my social media links on YouTube, LinkedIn, Facebook, and Instagram are all Gabrielle Grandel. Phone number is 817-715-0512. Again, it's 817-715-0512. And you can also email me at Gabrielle@GabrielleGrandel.com.
All right. Well, thanks for being our guest today. And we'll definitely have to get you back on, okay?
I'd love it. Thank you very much for having me. It was nice talking with you guys.
All right. Thank you. Take care. All right. If you're just tuning in, this is the Create Your Holistic Lifestyle Show. Our guest is just leaving, but this is a show you definitely want to check out if you missed this. We're going to take a commercial break. We'll be right back.
My name is Michelle. I am the beauty boss of A More Beautiful You with Jaffra Cosmetics. What is so wonderful about Jaffra is that it is an essential business and fits into everyday needs for everyone in your family. Jaffra offers over 500 products within 4 departments, and they are: department number 1 is our skincare department with our 5 exclusive Royal Jelly skincare lines powered by our Royal Jelly RJX technology. Number 2 is our on-trend gorgeous color and makeup line, a must-see. Number 3 is our fragrance from the world's top perfumers. And department number 4 is our body care for the entire family. Just added is our daily advanced hand sanitizers in 2 sizes. I invite you to visit my website to see more of A More Beautiful You with Jaffra. My website is www.amorebeautiful-you.com. That is www.amorebeautiful-you.com. Thank you and stay safe and well.
No more struggling to increase awareness, increase engagement, and increase revenue. We take your coaching, consulting, health and wellness business seriously. Our agency helped Jesse go from barely any leads to a conveyor belt of qualified prospects and increased her income while decreasing her workload. We have already helped thousands of coaches, consultants, and health and wellness professionals with our done-for-you digital marketing services and are the proven leader in the field and provide a customized, personal approach for your business. Go to www.heartrepreneuragency.com. That's HEARTREP PRENEUR Agency.com. Again, Heart, HEARTRE, PRENEUR Agency.com. And let's help you.
Hello, it's Dr. Vic. Finding the right supplement for your health can be very challenging. After years of research, I finally found the one supplement that made a difference. Fountain of Life, a Norwegian spruce extract. It's simply a game changer. Just 10 drops a day can make all of the difference. For more information, visit myopulence.com/Dr. Vic under health. That's myopulence.com/DRVIC. Fountain of Life is not a cure for any disease or ailment, but simply nature's powerful plant antioxidant. Stay well, my friends.
Since the 1800s, supplemental delivery methods have essentially stayed the same through capsules and powder. Nothing is wrong with this form, just like nothing was wrong with listening to music on a record player. These products encompass a breakthrough nanotechnology, breaking large particles down to increase the bioavailability and effectiveness of all of its products. Through my travels and journey with health and wellness, I needed to understand the body more. So, a friend of mine recommended that I understand glutathione. What is glutathione? Glutathione is the body's master antioxidant that impacts nearly every function in your body. It detoxifies your body's cells and it also recycles itself to increase the effectiveness of other antioxidants, for example, vitamin C, D, etc. Glutathione is one of the most studied molecules in the world with over 165,000 studies on PubMed compared to vitamin C with only 69,000 studies. Would you like to know more? Visit www.createqualityoflife.com. Once again, www.createqualityoflife.com. There you'll find information in regards to glutathione and how it can possibly enhance the quality of your life. Health is the new well.
All right, and we are back. Roger, your comments on that explosive show.
Yeah, no, I'm always appreciative of real functional medicine doctors that are out doing the full suite, doing the blood tests and the chemistries and whatever equipments, the things they've got to check to find out what the condition of the individual is, and then start working on them with the situations that they find that are depleted, and then try to work on those depletions with natural methods. And, you know, like Dr. Gabriel says, there are some situations where, you know, even if you just know your food, if you can't eat garlic, you don't want to be feeding somebody garlic, okay, if they happen to have some function with them. So you have to know what you're looking at. And even though it may be a solution in a normal sense of eating food, that it may be detrimental. So it does take a specialist to not just say you need to eat garlic. They need to maybe figure out how to get L-cysteine in the body.
Gotcha. Well, I mean, a lot of good, interesting points, you know, came up today. And I think that America is going to be waking up a little bit more. I mean, I went to the store the other day and I wanted to get some avocados and they were frozen. You know, I couldn't even believe it. And I said, well, how does this work? You know, and it was interesting to me. And I thought, wow, I said, you know, this is getting crazy. It just ripens there. How in the hell can you freeze avocados? So I guess that's why a lot of them are black around the seed, you know, this kind of activity is happening, you know.
Yeah, but, you break your fiber systems and everything when you freeze like that. So
yeah. Kuka, your closing thoughts for today.
Well, I posted something earlier on my Facebook and I'm about to be totally not banned, but my Facebook eliminated because for the entire time I've been on Facebook, I think it's 12 years, however long Facebook has been around, mm-hmm. that I chose to use it as my podium for the best I could do on current events with our food supply. Mm-hmm. And this is going to be controversial to my, you know, the plant eating community, but today I decided I'm going for it. So I say that if you're going to eat whatever it is you're going to eat, make it as unadulterated as possible. You want to eat seasonal fruits and vegetables. Grow it yourself. You want to you want to do microgreens and sprouting from your home. Make sure those seeds are organic. Make sure the water is filtered water or water from a spring. And also make sure that whatever you're purchasing, it doesn't matter what it is. It doesn't matter if it's clothing, even our clothes, that you read the labels. We are in our food supply and everything that we do is under attack, that even if we're growing our foods outdoors, we got to worry about what's being sprayed outside on that particular day. And I can become a weather person now because I can predict the weather. Lo and behold, every time I see crisscrosses going around the skies, I know it's going to rain. I know clouds are going to form. So I can be hired as a weather woman easily. But I predict the weather now. But make sure that you read the labels and find out where it was grown, how long has it been in shipment in these container carts, whether it's train or trucks or whatever. If our health really matters, then we need to care and do our due diligence in researching what we're consuming into our bodies. If you go to a restaurant, where are they buying their food from? It's going to make it to where you don't want to eat out anymore because we already know the answer. So I really enjoyed what the guest speaker had to say. But, you know, we are in some critical situation type with our food supply, and we need to really focus on paying attention to ingredients, no matter how you feel about food. If you want to live and you want to live a long, productive life, move your body and pay attention to what you're purchasing, even right down to toilet paper. Seriously.
I know that's right. Well, you know, it's always a learning curve. We have to stay in the game. There's always new information that's coming out. So if we stay sharing and people still talk about what they're doing, I mean, I got some great information today. That's how we all come together and make better decisions. So I really appreciated today's show. So if you're just tuning in, we're tuning out. This was the Create Your Holistic Lifestyle show. Visit our website, createyourholisticlifestyle.com. And go to our Facebook page where we have a host of information there for you to go through. So that's createyourholisticlifestyle.com and Create Your Holistic Lifestyle Show on Facebook. So I want to wish you a great week out there, and we'll see you next week with some more interesting guests and hopefully some more memorable topics. Have a good one out there. Take care.
Thank you for joining us on the Create Your Holistic Lifestyle Show. We are a globally hosted show dedicated to sharing holistic lifestyle events, practitioners, products and services, and useful information. Visit our website, createyourholisticlifestyle.com. Once again, createyourholisticlifestyle.com. Of course, our Facebook page is Create Your Holistic Lifestyle Show. We will see you next week.
Namaste.